The Politics of Judges. We're all trained and conditioned to see judges, clad in their dark and foreboding robes, as people who are superior to normal, average men and women. The robes lend an air of solemnity, wisdom, and certainty, similar to the vestments of priests, nuns, or monks. But in truth, they're not just like us. They are us in every way that makes us human. They're angry, ambitious, biased, and as base as are we all. But they, like us, are trained and conditioned to act above the fray. When Roger Brooks Tawney wrote in the infamous Dred Scott case that Negroes have no rights that a white man is bound to respect, he was wearing a black robe. When Buck v. Bell was decided, holding that it was legal to sterilize women who were described as idiots, all of the judges making the ruling wore black robes. When the Korematsu case was decided, approving the internment of Japanese Americans simply because they were Japanese, all who approved the ruling wore black robes. Robes, no matter their color, are just robes. And much injustice was justified by men wearing the uniform of judges, which brings us to the present. We will see much that is new in the Supreme Court's new dispensation, but never doubt that it is still political. Indeed, all law is political, for law is but politics by other means. If you watch the recent judicial hearings, you saw the mask slip and saw rage, fury, anger, and political contempt. You think a robe covers that? From Imprisoned Nation, this is Mumia Abu-Jamal. These commentaries are recorded by Noel Hanrahan of Prison Radio.